Here's some exciting news from our friends at NT Factor. You've heard me talk for years about the natural energy-producing benefits and anti-aging effects of NT Factor's line of nutritional supplements. Well, now those same benefits are available for your pets. Introducing NT Factor Pet Power. It's the first formula to restore the structure and function of cellular membranes in animals, increasing vigor and vitality. By adding NT Factor Pet Power to their food, research has shown that energy loss and other age-related changes in animals were reduced and are delayed after only 8 weeks of daily use. Now your pets can benefit from the same clinically proven formula I use and prescribe to my patients to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the side effects of aging. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. You can get the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas, including the all-new Pet Power, by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very hearty, happy new year to our listeners, this being the first broadcast of 2022. And we're off to quite a start for the new year. Lots of stuff to talk about. You can join the conversation, 877-726-8255, our number. That's 877-726-TALK. We invite your questions. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose them during this hour and next. And, of course, the big subject continues to be COVID. Who'd have thunk that we'd still be talking about it? And my New Year's resolution is to talk less about COVID in 2022. And I think that'll be borne out, because I think that despite the incredible surge of Omicron that we're having, it's going to blow through like a blizzard and get a lot of people infected and thereby confer more hybrid immunity on lots of people. Most people vaccinated, some people triple vaxxed with boosters. Nonetheless, people continue to be susceptible to the new Omicron variant. And I think that in terms of your immune portfolio, if you have the vaccine and if you have a mild to moderate Omicron infection, you'll be pretty much covered going forward into 2022. Of course, we don't yet know how durable the immunity that will be conferred by Omicron is going to be, or if there are going to be new variants, perhaps more serious variants. But it's unlikely, in my opinion, that the virulence of the virus will increase. Yes, there's an evolutionary advantage to a virus that can transmit very easily and get everybody infected, and that is the way that Mother Nature works from the standpoint of natural selection. But it turns out that natural immunity is pretty significant when it comes to resistance to coronavirus. It doesn't mean that we'll be bulletproof, that we will be omnipotent in the face of future pathogens. But from my reading, a lot of people who are getting Omicron, and I know tons of people, friends, family members, lots and lots of my patients coming down sick, and they're surprised. They're saying, but I was good. I wore my mask and I socially distanced and I didn't go to big risky events. And I even froze outside of restaurants trying to avoid interior exposures. And I was vaxxed and triple vaxxed, and still I came down with it, because Omicron is different and it evades the protection that's conferred by some of these measures. So lots of absenteeism. Recently, 30% of the New York City Fire Department employees were out. High teens of a percent of policemen and women in New York City are out. Lots and lots of pilots are out, so travel is a nightmare. But it appears that this surge is actually starting to decline. We may have climbed the ladder, and now we're beginning to go down, as has happened in South Africa and the UK. And in a few weeks, we may signal an all clear, or at least virtually clear, of these big numbers that we're seeing. And it's a question of perception, though, what's going on. And unfortunately, a lot of this has been politicized. And epitomizing this is the current debate about mandates that's now going on at the Supreme Court. And Justice Sotomayor yesterday really stepped on it in terms of misinformation and disinformation about COVID-19. I got to say it, because she is an august jurist and extremely brilliant when it comes to the law. But a lot of these people who go into the legal field, they just didn't take science. I mean, they were liberal arts whizzes, but they avoided science and math courses. And some of the stuff that she said is utterly ridiculous and is colored by partisanship. She said erroneously, we have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition and many on ventilators. That's just dead wrong. Because here are the statistics. There aren't 100,000 children currently hospitalized with COVID-19. In fact, if you tallied up all the children admitted to the hospital for COVID-19 since August of 2020, at the early peak of the pandemic, you would still not find 100,000 of them. The total is 82,000 over the entire course of COVID for patients under the age of 18. In that time period. And the current 7-day average for this age group is a mere 766 hospitalizations. So the kids are not languishing on respirators in hospitals. She also erroneously said, and this is dead wrong, Omicron is as deadly as Delta and causes as much serious disease in the unvaccinated as Delta did. And this, you know, she is espousing a position which enables her to vote for a mandate. And, you know, rightly or wrongly, I mean, this is no question a medical emergency. I mean, so many people are getting sick, and unfortunately some will get very sick and some will die just by the numbers, even if it's less deadly. But she says the numbers, look at the hospital rates going up. We have more infected people today than we did a year ago in January. That is true. We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. Well, it's only in certain areas where they have limited resources are the hospitals overrun. They have not reached the point that they did in spring of 2020. We're handling it. And she also said this, we have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition and many unvet. No, that is not true. And by the way, most kids now being admitted to the hospital for COVID-19 have underlying health conditions, particularly obesity, but also diabetes and some with cancer and autoimmune diseases. This is just wrong stuff. And it's being promulgated not just by justices of the Supreme Court, but by a hysterical media that is amping up the pandemic porn. And we do have therapeutics. The therapeutics, though, I have some concerns. The Merck's molnupiravir, you know, which is thought to be a panacea, there's some issues related to it. It cannot be administered to people under the age of 18. Because why? Well, it may interfere with DNA. That's how it works to kill the virus. It blocks DNA, but it may have a carryover effect into mammalian DNA. That makes it problematic, especially for pregnant women. I definitely wouldn't use that on a pregnant lady when the fetus is developing. And it's less effective than the Pfizer. The Pfizer appears to be 90% effective. We've heard that before in relationship to the vaccine. This Merck drug, molnupiravir, only 30% effective, according to a recent trial, in terms of reducing hospitalization and death. Hospitalization, yes. Death, substantial reductions with these pills. Pfizer's Paxlovid, there's a problem with that one, too, because if you're on virtually any kind of medication, it's got an ingredient in it. It's a combo drug. It's an antiviral along with a drug that amps up levels of other drugs that people are taking. So if you're taking another type of medication, even something like a statin, blood pressure medication, antidepressant, and so many people who are sick with COVID are taking other medications, you have to stop the medication because you can get dangerously high levels of the medications if you simultaneously take the Pfizer drug. It's moot anyway because these drugs are few and far between. By the time they arrive in large quantities, we may have a lot less to worry about. That, you know, may be a flash in the pan that Omicron burns out the current pandemic in a few weeks. We'll have to see. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite your questions about all and sundry related to intelligent medicine, including COVID, of course, but other subjects are fair game. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. If you got a question related to anything at all, COVID, yeah, topic A today, but anything related to medicine or nutrition, 877-726-8255. By the way, that's a number where you can record a question, and those are questions we're going to pick up on a little later. All right. Omicron is different. It's very different than previous iterations of COVID-19. From what I'm hearing from my patients is, yes, they're having low-grade fevers. They're having a lot of body aches. Some patients are having GI effects. They're having nausea, loss of appetite, sometimes diarrhea. But interestingly, one of the cardinal symptoms of COVID-19 in the past, it was almost a sine qua non for COVID-19, which is losing taste or smell. A very high percentage of people got that. It's turning out that that's very infrequent with a new Omicron variant. Lots of people are having no problem with taste and smell, even less so than with an ordinary cold, where it's common to lose taste and smell. They're fine. They're just achy and extremely fatigued. And it may last for a few days or a week. And then they're fine. And so it's going to be hard to tell whether the lack of severity of this surge is due to the fact that a lot of people have been vaccinated and even boosted, or perhaps they've already had a Delta or an Alpha variant of COVID in the past, and then they acquired this new Omicron variant. Do they have natural immunity or vaccine immunity, which makes it less severe, or is Omicron inherently less severe? We don't know the answers to that yet. Also, in terms of the deaths, relatively few deaths. Some of the deaths may be carryovers from the more virulent Delta, which may have sickened people 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they've been languishing on ventilators, and they finally succumb weeks later, before the Omicron variant became the predominant variant. It's very, very unclear what is going on, whether Omicron will actually cause a lot of deaths. It's going to cause some deaths because some people are poised at the brink of dying. They can catch an ordinary old-fashioned cold and succumb to it. You know, they used to call pneumonia the old man's friend. You know, after a long life with chronic illness, catching a virus or getting a bacterial infection would dispatch you at the end of life. So unclear exactly what's happening. 877-726-8255, our number. Now let me tell you about naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds. Well, they've been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory properties that our bodies need. Here's a brand new all-natural preventative that incorporates these. It can protect against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's a Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health is for plant-based foods. Black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. All right, so there's some question about when are you ready to go back to work if you test positive or if you come down with COVID. There's a shortage of test kits. The PCR tests are taking a really long time to get back. You know, they say 24 to 72 hours, more likely 72 hours. And that's not really a good basis for decision making. The lateral flow tests, the ordinary home tests, there are not enough of them. But when they're negative, you're not necessarily sure that you really are negative. And then the question is, how long do they persist as positive? We're going to examine the implications of that, and there's a big controversy going on because the CDC has said you don't really need to retest. Once you test positive, you can go back to work in 5 days. Some people think that's a really bad idea. What to do if you come down with COVID or test positive? We'll tackle that when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines 4 plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information, order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuture, Pharm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. In just a moment, we're going to talk about the dilemma about, you know, when can you go back into the world after you've gotten COVID? Should you retest? Should you wait until you test negative? There are disparate views from the public health establishment on this, and it's pretty darn confusing. But first, this phone call. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Lisa from Michigan. I'm 72 years old. My daughter's 41 years old, and neither one of us have been vaccinated. I do have some underlying conditions, and I do feel really guilty in a way for not getting vaccinated. And my daughter hasn't gotten vaccinated because she's very conflicted. You know, if you get it, you don't know if it'll protect you enough. Or if you don't get it, God only knows what will happen to you. And on top of that, my husband's in a rehab center, and he will be back home this coming week. So that's got me on high alert. And we are just in a frenzy, very worried about this whole thing. Hope you can help us out. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you know, the default position is, what do you mean you haven't been vaccinated? Everybody should be vaccinated, regardless of your age, your circumstances. And, oh, by the way, you're too late because just the ordinary two-shot series doesn't even confer much protection. You should be boosted, too. So, you know, I would say that you know, this is a discussion I've been having with a lot of patients throughout the pandemic, you know, weighing the pros and cons of the vaccination, you know, the slight but real risk that they'll have a vaccine reaction, versus the risk of remaining unvaccinated and risking getting COVID, which could be very devastating. And even if you don't die from it, there can be long-term sequelae of COVID. You can get long COVID, which we'll talk a little bit about more on this broadcast. An interesting new study about long COVID. So I think what weighs in favor, you know, first of all, we now question the protective effects of the vaccine, because it was thought, you know, we were taking things very literally, and you can see people making public statements, which frankly now in retrospect are kind of embarrassing. You know, the president and politicians and news broadcasters are saying, take the vaccine, because if you take the vaccine, you won't get COVID and you won't pass it on to anybody else. Well, we know that neither of those is true anymore. What we can say is that it's probable that you will have a less severe case of COVID, and it may be that you have a little less likelihood of transmitting it, maybe. But it's not even clear with this new Omicron variant that's highly transmissible and seems to evade the protection of the vaccine. So what is concerning is that somebody's going to enter the household who is very high risk. This is not to mention, you know, the 72-year-old who called. But somebody's coming back into the household who, if they get COVID, they could be really sick. And by no means taking the vaccine is going to be the ultimate bulwark against transmitting COVID to him, but it may somewhat mitigate the risk. For the 41-year-old, I don't know what the health circumstances of the 41-year-old are. Generally, 41-year-olds, unless they have a severe comorbidity or underlying health condition, they do pretty well with this new variant. And maybe you want to wait to see if maybe better vaccines come around that you may, you know, that are super effective and very definitive in terms of the protection they confer. For the 72-year-old, inherently that is a risk factor, being 72 and having, you know, you mentioned some vague underlying health conditions that may predispose you to a more serious outcome, and therefore, you know, it might be reasonable to take the vaccine. There are some circumstances where we're cautious about administering vaccines, but there's no predicting who's going to have an adverse reaction. I really wish there was a way to say these certain people absolutely should not get a vaccine, but it's unclear. whether it's, there's no genetic test, there's no blood tests, there are no specific guidelines. People with autoimmune conditions, where we might suspect their autoimmune condition is going to flare because of the immune stimulation caused by the vaccine, they're fine. I've seen this in my practice. Some people very apprehensive. They have multiple sclerosis or ulcerative colitis. They have no problems with the vaccine. On the other hand, there are people who are relatively healthy, and they take the vaccine and they've been hit. They feel like they've been hit by a freight train, and they have various side effects that are pretty undesirable. So there's not. It's kind of like you pay your money and you take your chances, and it's a risk benefit equation. Is the benefit, which is now diminished, we do see that the benefit is not unequivocal. You know, it's like it used to be, take the vaccine, you won't get COVID, you won't transmit it. No, it's not that simple. We don't see that the vaccine confers such a high degree of protection. And that's why, you know, and that's another reason for, I think there's going to be less pressure within a few weeks on the mandates, because the dawning realization will come to the American populace that it's not all about the vaccine. It's about underlying health and wellness, you know, which we haven't been emphasizing through this, overweight being the single biggest comorbidity that puts people at high risk of various serious outcomes. And it's about better therapeutics. And yeah, we've got pills now, but, you know, there are even some issues related to the current pills. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so let's say you have come into contact with someone who has COVID, and then you test yourself and you test positive, but you feel okay. Or alternatively, you feel really crappy and you test yourself and you test positive for COVID, which is the case for a lot of people these days. A lot of people out of work, staying home, they're avoiding contact with their coworkers, with students and their families. When's it safe to get back together? Well, in a very controversial opinion issued by the Centers for Disease Control, personified these days by Dr. Robin Walensky, who is coming to fire because she keeps coming up with contradictory statements, they've now shortened the period in which you should sequester to 5 days instead of 10 days. But it's not clear what they mean. Does it mean if you're asymptomatic and you test positive and, you know, you're feeling fine, it's just 5 days, you don't have to wait 10 days? Or do you wait 5 days after you feel well and then you can go back? It's kind of vague. It's kind of unclear. And this is causing a lot of consternation. It seems that they're bowing to expediency. Because if we were to tell tens of millions of Americans that, okay, because you are potentially exposed or you test positive, you feel pretty good, you have a mild cold, that you got to stay out for 10 days, the economy would grind to a halt. It would be terrible. It would also be a public health emergency from the standpoint of hospitals, because they would be understaffed. It would be a public safety emergency because police and fire departments, essential services, wouldn't be able to staff their rosters. And so for the sake of expediency, they said 5 days. 5 days, kind of arbitrary. 5 days, they'll do it. But pushing back against that, no other than the American Medical Association. Now, the AMA, in my opinion, they get it wrong all the time, all day, all night, 24/7. They've come up with a lot of wackadoodle opinions, including the opinion that people who are guilty of COVID misinformation should be investigated by their state medical boards and have their licenses revoked. Well, what that misinformation constitutes is unclear, but that sounds like anybody who dissents from the party line is going to be defrocked. They will have their medical credentials yanked. That's what AMA said just a couple of weeks ago. Well, here's what they say about these new guidelines. The following statement by Gerald Harmon, MD, president of the American Medical Association, which, by the way, represents only about 17% of doctors in the United States. Their membership is way down. Nearly 2 years into this pandemic, with Omicron cases surging across the country, the American people should be able to count on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for timely, accurate, clear guidance to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. Instead, the new recommendations on quarantine and isolation are not only confusing, but are risking further spread of the virus. And they cite a statistic. They say, according to the CDC's own rationale for shortened isolation periods for the general public, an estimated 31% of people remain infectious 5 days after a positive COVID-19 test. So by their own admission, the CDC is letting people out remain infectious. With hundreds of thousands of new cases daily, says the AMA president, and more than a million positive reported cases on January 3rd. By the way, a million positive cases? That must mean that there's at least 10 million positive cases, because how many people are just sick? They're at home. They can't get test kits. They don't want to go out to get a PCR. So they're just sick. Nobody knows if they ever had COVID. And, oh, by the way, a lot of people are using their test kits at home. I mean, they use their test kits at home. They go, oh, well, I got COVID. Well, do they report that to the CDC or to the health department? No, they don't. They just kind of go, I got COVID. I got to stay home. So, yeah, a million positive cases reported on January 3rd? No, it's got to be, that underestimates it by at least tenfold. They're saying tens of thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of people could return to work and school infectious if they follow the CDC's new guidance on ending isolation after 5 days without a negative test. Okay, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. The tests don't necessarily reflect infectivity. In particular, the PCR test is very, very sensitive. It doesn't test you for a COVID infection. It tests you for the presence of viral particles or even the residues of dead virus. It is so sensitive that even a tiny amount of viral schmutz that remains in your nasal passages can trigger a positive test for weeks and even months. And we don't know what that means. Are the people really infectious? Or are they just having a little bit of residual viral RNA in their systems? The lateral flow tests also remain positive for longer than people can really transmit the virus, to a lesser extent. And so using the tests, and by the way, there's a tremendous shortage of tests. So what are you going to do? You get COVID and you test every day, day in, you got to, you know, these test kits, they're expensive. You know, at my local pharmacy, we've got a few at home, $25-$30 for a set of two. The government says they're going to deliver free test kits. Yeah, I'm waiting. But that means testing every day, perhaps for every family member, with an unreliable test that may show that you're positive when you're actually infectious. This issue remains confusing, and I guess CDC is just putting their finger up in the air and saying, which way is the wind blowing? It's time to get back to normal. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a vitamin B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1, Zobria, by Oshare Health. Zobry is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1 with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells in your feet and legs to stop functioning properly, may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to reverse these symptoms. You can get Zobria now with new lower pricing, risk-free, by going to ZOBRIA.com or by calling 1-855-ZOBRIA-8. That's Zobria.com or 1-855-962-7428. Get 20% off the new lower price with coupon code Hoffman at checkout, plus free shipping. Zobria.com, vitamin B1 perfected. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. All right, one of the worst aspects of COVID-19 is that even if you're relatively healthy, you're not fearful of being hospitalized or dying of COVID, you still could get long COVID. And long COVID has been described in various studies as afflicting anywhere from 10 to as many as 40% of people who come down with COVID. And the symptoms are legion. They're literally scores of symptoms, but the primary symptoms include muscle aches, fatigue, brain fog, trouble breathing, chest pain, gastrointestinal symptoms, and you take it from there. On and on it goes. Virtually anything that you can imagine can be attributed to long COVID. So this is a controversial study, I'm going to admit, because I don't want to diminish the seriousness of long COVID. There are people out there, and among them are some of my patients, who are really devastated by COVID, and they're left in a state of limbo, kind of like chronic fatigue syndrome. They're tired but wired. They're dizzy and lightheaded. They just don't feel right after COVID, and it's for real. But there's a fascinating study out of France. Nearly 27,000 adults in France were surveyed. And what they did is they found out whether they had documented COVID or whether they merely thought that they had COVID. And they tried to verify this through their antibody tests, based on blood samples collected between May and November 2020. And so a lot of people, and this is in the pre-test era, in an era where it was harder to get tests, they said, look, I was 4+ sick, and, you know, it was January of 2020, or it was February of 2020, it was early on in the pandemic, and I've never been the same since, and hence I have long COVID. But what they discovered, and again, this study is controversial, and it's going to raise a firestorm among sufferers of long COVID because it, in some way, undermines their claim that this is a real entity, and it is a real entity. They found that about half of the participants who believed that they'd had COVID-19 tested negative for SARS-CoV-2 antibodies. And so what they're saying here is that the results suggest that physical symptoms persisting 10 to 12 months after the COVID-19 pandemic first wave may be associated more with the belief in having experienced COVID-19 infection than with actually being infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So, man, this is going to attract a firestorm because again, it attacks the validity of some of the myriad people who claim to have long COVID, but without documentation that they tested positive or without blood evidence that they ever experienced COVID. And the reason for this is that the symptoms are so numerous and so vague that retrospectively you can say, you know, I'm come to think of it, I'm feeling kind of crummy today. I got a little bit of a achy back and shoulders. My digestion isn't what it should be. I've got a headache. Maybe I've got long COVID. Yeah, maybe that's it. But it may be just the ordinary run-of-the-mill symptoms that people have chronically from time to time. And I know, look, I'm not one who's going to side with the view that long COVID doesn't exist. It very much does exist, and we work a lot with patients who have long COVID. But this is an example of the power of the mind. It's the opposite of the placebo effect. It's the nocebo effect. It's the effect of believing something bad has happened to you, and therefore you're stuck in a rut of feeling poorly. And thereby, you may even limit exercise, which could be beneficial to your well-being. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More to come on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Stay with us.